superpowers to bring you entertainment.
Please, Mr. Zombie, don't eat me. I've got fibromyalgia. I've got gout. Ah!
And welcome to the Motherfucking Business Party Podcast.
Holy shit. That was awesome. I'm not going to lie to you. I liked it. You did a phenomenal job, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Phenomenal job.
That yeah, trying to work on a little bit more of an entertaining beginning. And I dig it quite a bit. I mean, we'll see how it is on the recording with that beginning part. But I like it overall. Like whenever I showed you, it plays normal. Yeah. Normally, but whenever I add it to here, it does that little weird beginning part. But hey,
but you really can't tell, because by the time it like starts to slow down, it's when the end starts to kind of pick up a little. So it's like it flows. I like it. I thought it was really good. I thought it was right phenomenal on when you sent it to me, and I think it's phenomenal now.
Phenomenal. Just like how the Democrats think that all these migrants are phenomenal too, right?
I mean, you know, Martha's Vineyard is a phenomenal place. I mean, who wouldn't want to live in a place where, you know, they do nothing but tell everybody that immigrants are great. They're a part of this country. How could you not like immigrants? Like, and they tell you that as, you know, they're you know, telling everybody that
we value black lives, we stand with LGBT community members, we stand with immigrants. Oh, do you now? With refugees and indigenous people and with people of all faiths. That's a bunch of bullshit. We stand with our community.
As they said, bon voyage! Hasta luego.
Right.
We'll see you guys later. Thank you. Thank you. Come again. Nah. It's like, dude, you're joking, right? You guys are joking.
Right. Because... Well, that like there's been some people too that said that they don't agree with like what DeSantis and shit are doing. I'm like, the reason why I do is because it's making them live their policies, you know? It's like kind of like you know, put your money where your mouth is kind of deal, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But you know, everybody, the media was quick to jump on and, oh, no. They just sent them to, you know, to the Air Force base. That's where the Republican governor sent them. It wasn't Democrats. It was the Republican governor who sent them there. They still left Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah.
They were still shipped. They were still shown the door.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, so it's just.
Either way, it's still, yeah. Either way, still, they weren't welcomed in a sanctuary area, as they want to call themselves, because they just want a fucking virtue signal. It's fucking ridiculous.
The sanctuary cities really are just about money. That's all it is. They want government money, and they take the government money, and they what's that word? That makes you feel good. You know, they want to. I don't remember. It makes everybody feel good. I mean, it's not gaslighting, but it kind of is. And I, once again, I hate that word.
Right.
But like, you know, that's basically what they're doing. You know, they're gaslighting everybody into thinking they're for the people of immigration.
Right. They're getting them to definitely think that. And it's also like part of this gaslighting bullshit with this. Well, I guess it's called bear, but it's another one of those situations. Like, why are extra letters word? Like, why is there T in tsunami? Why is there an X in Bear County? BEXAR. No, it's like Bexar County. But yeah, Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar, who opened a criminal investigation this week into migrant flights to Martha's Vineyard, said Tuesday that the solution to the ongoing migrant crisis is to open up more legal pathways. Yeah, because the solution is always more government for people to come to the United States.
It's like that's fine, and I'm for it. And I believe that there should be I mean, they have a pathway. It's the government's fault. It costs $10,000 plus to become a citizen. But tell me one other country you can just walk into and decide to vote locally. Tell me one other country you're allowed to just walk in and they'll give you a job. Even I don't care if it's a job that, you know, Americans don't want to do because Americans become lazy. You know,
you could probably do that in Mexico. You could probably walk in and be like, well, they're like sell cocaine. You're like, okay.
Yes, sir.
That's pretty much going to be your best.
But like they did. I mean, I believe they did. They took over Mexico City and they're gentrifying it. And everybody in Mexico City is like, what are they doing here? Sorry, buddy. Now it's your turn to feel like what America feels like. But yeah, it's just they. Once again, if you come through the port of entry, which they're not, how do you have 3 million people coming through a port of entry in 2 years?
Right.
It's just, I don't know.
I'm going to play part of this video. I think that he was talking, this the sheriff was talking about whatever that he's trying to do, which again, he even says, like, I'm pretty sure should be in this video. But I think he even tweeted about it that he can't point to an exact thing, statute that they broke or anything else. But yeah, let me play some of this.
Governor Ron DeSantis' migrant flight operation to Martha's Vineyard.
Opening up a case with an investigation with regard to the suspected activities involving the 48 migrants from Venezuela. As we understand it, 48 migrants were lured. I will use the word lured under false pretenses.
It all comes as New York City Mayor Eric Adams is considering taking legal action of his own against Texas for its buses of migrants to the Big Apple. Alex Swoyer is an attorney and legal affairs reporter for the Washington Times. She joins us now. Alex, it's one thing to talk all tough in the media, like, we're going to sue, we're going to raise a criminal investigation.
I don't need to hear from either of you, pretty much. But yeah, how about the 70 flights that Joe Biden has done? With all the migrants overnight, you know, like, how about that shit?
I like also how the you know, they call people who voted for Trump cultists, yet somehow it went like rapid fire to, well, it's human trafficking.
Right.
Excuse me. What? All of a sudden now it's human trafficking.
Right.
You know, trafficking people into this country and paying coyotes and all these. You know, children, these unspeakable things happening to them. There's reports of a girl that got taken in and she had 27 or 22 semen samples inside of her.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. That was so disgusting, man. Ugh.
But no, we take them to the place where, you know, in Martha's Vineyard, where the most richest people go, and you have people just flipping out. What is it? Right. They call the National Guard. Like, for 50 people. Oh.
Well, my bad. Go ahead. Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Martha's Vineyard ships. Oh, yeah. National. Yeah.
They ship them to cake. Bye-bye.
As National Guard are called in over humanitarian emergency after Governor DeSantis sent them to billionaire heaven. Wow.
And it's just, it's insane. And the other, let me see, where's the other photo?
Dude, that's fucking ridiculous to call in the National Guard over that. Like, they've had so many millions and obviously thousands, obviously, through Texas and all that shit. And, like, they want to get all uppity over that? Like, come on.
Yeah, it's just, is that one? Okay. I'm learning to run this thing too, folks. So bear with me. I'm trying to. But people talk about how, you know, we have all this land and all these people own all these properties and everything like that. Yet there was 350 homes available on Airbnb when I checked the day after that they kicked them out. 350 homes, but we hear is, you know, all these millionaires and billionaires have all these houses available for people to rent, and you know, they should just get okay. There.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
There's so much shit like that, and they can even like how they want to try to condense people in like that, what's it, Furthering Fair Housing Act or whatever. Why don't they do that on Martha's Vineyard and build a bunch of fucking little houses and shit, duplexes, bunch of duplexes. And then, you know, you could move all those migrants in, build 10 of them. You got 20 houses then with duplexes.
And it's so ridiculous that they, once again, they spew it out until it hits their backyard.
Yep.
You know, I guess, listen, by their definition, they're racist. It's by their own defamation. It's a defamation of a medication, your reification of domestication.
Oh, that reminds me of the dude from In Living Color.
I forget his name.
Yeah, but that shit was
Antoine. Is it Antoine something? But yeah, it's ridiculous. And people are all up in arms, yet, you know, they've got all this land and property. Who wouldn't want to step out of their house and see Howard Stern? You know?
Robin.
Right?
You know?
What up?
Hello. But yeah, I mean, it's just so stupid that all these people are now angry about it.
Yeah, I know.
Let me see. Is this no, that's Cenk Uygur and defund the police, which, and here's another one. Here, they went to Washington D.C. They shipped them to Washington D.C. also.
Yeah.
And let's see.
I still want to know, like, how more people aren't like, whenever anything like that happens with the flights and shit, how people aren't bringing up more that Biden did it 70 times at least now. Like, that's one of the main things. Like, anybody wants to talk shit about it, he's shipped them to other places. Like, come on.
Yeah, I don't understand. Well, I mean, once again, the people who voted for Donald Trump are the sheep, but you know, everybody else has just turned a blind eye to all this stuff.
Right.
Where are we? Oh. Oh, there we
where
are.
Where am I at?
Where am I going?
Nope, no volume.
Nope. Let me see.
Son of a bitch.
It
seems like playing a video off a personal player, it doesn't really work. You have to do it off other shit.
Son of a biscuit. But basically, she was blaming the governors of Texas and Arizona for shipping people over to,
oh, but of course,
you know, Washington D.C. and human trafficking. God, it's just mind blowing, man. And the fact that people don't see
Well, that's the main thing. It's like it's mind blowing that, I mean, that just people don't see it as a bunch of bullshit anyways. But one of the main things is they always skip over all the other facts that DeSantis gave them, all sorts of like options of like other places to go and other shit like that. It, like, he didn't just like fucking kick them onto a fucking plane like, out of here, immigrant, you know.
And at first I was confused, which is, you know, not abnormal, but like, I was like, wait, how did the immigrants get to Florida? And then they're like, no, he shipped them from Texas to Florida. I was like, so he helped out Texas. Okay.
Right.
It's what he should do. It's what, you know, and he's going to keep doing it. He already said it. He's going to keep doing it. He's not going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and these people are having them in their backyards and just proving the hypocrisy of them, you know, of themselves. And mm-hmm. It's just, once again, it's all about money.
Oh, yeah. That's all.
All the sanctuary cities get money.
Well, yeah, exactly. That too. And like, It's funny that you say that because, like, there's been things that keep popping up. Like, Dan Crenshaw's like one of the biggest piece of shit Republicans. Like, he's even said out loud the only reason why he's in Congress and shit is also because of like being able to trade. Dude, he makes amazing amounts of money off of trading, like stocks and all that shit. That's why he's even said it out loud. That's the only reason why he's fucking there. Like,
yeah, I just.
I'm sorry, once you become a public servant, you're able to make laws and shit, you probably should not be allowed to trade anymore in the stock market.
No shit. I mean, you shouldn't be able to have your kids work in for a foreign company that, you know, you have stock in.
Right, but that's also the reason why it's good for term limits. Like, we should have term limits to where, like, you can do all that shit again later.
And you should know? Actually... Well, I mean, so... But there's a catch-22 with that, because you still have friends who you talk to, and you could still, I guess, lobby. And I don't think once you're a politician, I don't believe you should be able to ever lobby anything.
No, hell no. I don't think you should be able to be any sort of bureaucrat or lobbyist or anything. And that shit should be illegal in the US. Fucking lobbying and bureaucrats and all that. Fuck all that.
Yeah. And if you don't see all this, it's just so funny how, you know, you just hear all these people talk about white and black and white and racist this and racist that. Listen, there's pieces of garbage all colors of the spectrum. Doesn't matter what color you are, right? You know, and once you get money and power, you become the same as everybody else, too. Well,
I mean, yeah, to an extent. But like, one of the main things is... Yeah, like the gaining of power, but how you wield it, but also the fact that people don't seem to realize that we have a common enemy. It's definitely not each other. It's our fucking federal government, and like the fact that it's grown to its size that it has is the reason why all of us are angry at each other, and the way that they wield the media and shit too, and obviously our fucking three-letter agencies that have become federalized police against what seemingly is the populace that's against the current administration or agenda of it, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that strike didn't happen. The railroad strike, did it?
No, they calmed them enough to where I think they're still waiting to ratify whatever agreement that they're coming to.
So when I first heard about that, it was just, I was like, how do you blame this on Biden? Basically, I was like, how do you blame this? You know, it's a union. Unions have contracts, and, you know, it's a private company that, you know, of course, private companies, blah, 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 they can do whatever they want.
Well, the whole deal to me with that is like, I don't mean to cut you off, but I think that the whole deal with it is that they picked the prime time to do this so they can get what they want because of a stranglehold on the country, you know?
Yeah. But I was baffled by how, you know, how is it Joe Biden's fault? Then I had it explained that because of the prices and everything that's going up, these people need more money in order to pay for all this stuff. And like you said, it'll be a stranglehold. So the American people won't get what they want. And, you know, so if the president doesn't step in and, you know, calm it down or, you know, help with offering something, then we're all fucked. And I'm like,
yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah,
that makes sense. But, you know, and the unions will do that. They'll hold you. They'll hold you to your feet to the fire when they know they have something that, you know, somebody else can't do, or it's, or, you know, the country's dependent on it. You're kind of beholden to them.
Right, which that's one reason why I'm not I understand why people like unions, but I personally am not a fan of unions. it's a little bit too much of like a stronghold or a monopoly on some things.
They started off as great things, and now it feels like they're nitpicking at everything. But then again, you have the military being told to go on food stamps.
Right.
You know, so it's like,
yeah, that shit's fucked up that they told them that if you need assistance, well, you have this over here. It's like, are you serious? But
Meanwhile, we spend the most on the military. We spent $800 and something billion on the military, yet you're telling
you guys, but you guys are going to do student loan forgiveness and make us all pay for it, but they get fucking what the fuck, man?
we live in a weird time.
Yeah,
it just and the people that just go along with this are just it's insane. It's like, oh, you guys are cultists. I'm like, do you hear what's going on?
Yeah, you sure, bro?
Yeah. You sure the people who voted for Trump were the ones who are the cultists and not the people who are going, wear a mask. You got to put on a mask. You got to get the vaccination. Now, all of a sudden, they're like,
well,
you guys are conspiracy theorists. And now it's all of a sudden, well, you know, maybe we weren't fully correct on the masks. And
Right. Well, yeah, exactly. Exactly, that's it. And like, and then even whenever they bring everything down and all this evidence has been put out there that the vaccines don't work like they say they should, masks obviously don't, CDC relaxes the recommendations or suggestions or whatever the fuck it is, and none of them are mad, because that should show you right there all of that you were being bullshitted from the beginning. But no, they just go along with it, be like, well, the science has changed, now they understand it more. Understand this, dick. Look, we've all been saying that. We've all been saying that for quite a while. Like, exactly what just came out is what a lot of us have been saying from the beginning.
Trust the science. You guys aren't scientists. Well, the science changes. No, it doesn't. The science is always the same. The science changed. The science is always changing. What?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They went from like, no, this is it, to now, now it's like, oh my God.
And it's so, and that's why Defiant L's on Twitter is the best Twitter account to follow. If you just sign up for Twitter and follow one person, one account, Defiant L's is the best one to follow, because it'll show you, they will show you a tweet and then they will show you the total opposite tweet that they did, like this fucking dumb.
It's a real, it's a real how it was and how it's going kind of fucking. Yeah.
And it just it's with the news and everything like that. The news will tell you one thing one day, and then they'll tell you something another thing another day. But this guy makes buku money.
True hypocrisy exposure. Who else fully understands that high gas prices are not President Biden's fault? Gas prices are still going down. Who did that?
And this guy writes for, I think it's the New York Times or something. I don't quote me, but I know he writes for a magazine that a lot of people read, or a newspaper that a lot of people read.
Right.
And he's verified. And he would get mad at this at Defiant L's and try to get Defiant L's banned off Twitter because it's his own words.
Right.
It's just,
well, that's what they keep doing to, what they keep trying to do to, what is it? Libs of TikTok. And also recently, Gays Against Groomers.
Yeah.
They had their PayPal and whatnot fucking taken down.
Yo, this is fucked up. This is what we were talking about, though. The whole the social credit score and the whole banking thing going to no cash, cashless. We're going to a cashless society. This is what they can do, and we've all been saying it since they started taking away people's Twitter accounts and people's bank accounts, and the banks tell, well, it's a private company. This is what they're gonna do.
This is what they're going to do to you personally eventually, you know, like it's all stepping stones.
So Blue Shed Gun Shop, which talking to him, maybe be in the works with something there, hopefully. But
sup, Blue Shed.
What's up? So I was talking to him, and He was saying that they're now coding your credit card at gun shops.
It's going to be a separate purchase.
Yeah. So, no, we're not going to we're not gonna, we can't make a gun registry, but your credit card can change the credit number to now 520 is now
right.
You purchased a firearm, or you right. purchased magazines, or you purchased, and then they go, well, okay, guys, we're going to this cashless society, so no more cash, is no longer needed, so we're going to just do away with cash.
And so not, yeah, and then now they'll tweak it to that code
mm-hmm.
to where you can't buy that.
It's Wednesday. You can't buy gas. It's Thursday.
All it is.
You can't buy baby formula.
It's like because they can't legally get a registration list for firearms. So it's like basically they're pulling the softcore porn of yeah. a registration list. Like this is the Skinamax list as compared to like the full fledged, you know. Show everything regular porn with the regular registration list.
It just goes right above the nipple, guys. Right
yeah, here. Exactly. Oh right no, there. They'll show you a nipple, but it won't be no D or V.
Doesn't go inside. You can see a butt cheek. That's it. That's all right? We're giving you.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, and then like I couldn't when they started taking people's bank accounts away, and banks are like, well, you know, and it won't. Once again, like I said in when we were with Voice of the People, like my brain just had a fart. Like I understand now. Now
I no longer understand.
I understand how Hitler came into power. Like it's just we're watching this. We are watching this play out in real time. And then they'll go, well, you can't, if really if it was happening, you know, you wouldn't be able to say that. Yeah, I can right now. And
for
then
now, yeah.
And then what happens when they took away one of our videos already?
Right, exactly. Yeah. And we didn't, I don't even know at all on that video. Like I need to re-listen to it again. We have it on Rumble. It was Liberty Business Party. But I need to listen again, but we had that episode taken down for whatever reason. They never told us. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, YouTube.
Yeah. For no, just, hey, we're taking it down. Why? Because we said so. And then people are going, well, it's a private company. They could do whatever they want. I saw
that's the problem what Steven Crowder has been pointing out too. Like there's a lot of things, like when I say I'm mostly like libertarian, there's a lot of problems with libertarianism. That's one of them that I don't agree with. That I guess a lot of them do say, well, it's like, no, fuck that. We need to harness free speech in this country. And if like we have an app here that doesn't harness that app should be gone, to be honest.
They're protected by Section 230. They're not allowed to get sued for things that we say.
Right.
They're protected by the government. And it's coming out more and more that, you know, Mark Zuckerberg actually said that they came and the FBI came and told him not to push out the Hunter Biden story.
Yeah, because they believed that there was Russian interference in the 2016 election. So like they believed that there was going to be a information dump like that goes along with something like. Come on, man.
And now, and they were talking about the whole time that Joe Biden wasn't running. And then they were saying how Trump was interfering with a presidential candidate, and Trump was interfering with a presidential candidate. Isn't that what they're doing now to Trump?
Yeah.
Aren't they messing with a presidential candidate, even though he hasn't said he's going to run? Joe didn't say he was going to run.
Right.
But yet they were all in with the, you know, the president's interfering with a president's. Tell me which side is the cult.
Oh yeah. Well, and they're also grilling, like, was it like 30 or 40 of like his supporter, like as far as lawyers and other shit like that, mm-hmm. besides Steve Bannon, it's been a bunch of other fucking people. Yeah. Like, come on, man.
You don't think all these people being perp walked is not for political reasons?
That's all it is. It's a bunch of fucking bullshit.
When you go and what was it? Roger Stone. When you go and use the FBI for a man who's 70 something years old, and
right,
you have people pointing guns at him and his wife.
Yeah. When
what crime really did he commit? It ended up being basically lying. So he lied to Congress. So they went in and took him and his wife out at gunpoint. Nope. Nothing political about that.
Yeah, but then Hunter Biden also lies on his gun permit or gun application background check. But he doesn't get fucking raided or anything like that, does he?
Nope.
No.
But he's not the president. Neither is Roger Stone.
Yeah, neither is Roger Stone, fuckface.
Neither is Steve Bannon, you fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just like, and then I saw another TikTok where they were talking about moving the goalposts on things, and I'm going, what? Y'all have been doing that this whole time.
Yeah, they've been doing that for like the entire fucking time. It went from 15 days to fucking now damn near 2.5, 3 years gonna be going on.
In March will be 3 years. Soon enough. 3 years. And I mean, he did say it was over. And then the White House panicked and had a panic attack. I was like,
they're like, whoa.
I don't know what he's talking about. No, that's the president. They voted for him. That's the president. He said the pandemic's over. And how can you sit there and you go, no, that's not what he's the executive.
Well,
he's
but
the chief executive.
He says the quiet part out loud all the fucking time. Like whenever he's about to even start talking, he's like, well, I probably shouldn't say anything because I'll get in trouble. You know, like he's not in charge. He's not in fucking charge. He's not like, God damn it. People come to terms with he's not in charge.
No, he's not in charge. Neither's Trump. Trump's not in charge either. So we can just get that off the table.
Right.
Because if you think Trump's in charge, you're an idiot. Because
you've reached a whole other level of delusion.
Yeah.
Because my God, if that's the plan, this whole plan sucks a fucking giant asshole. Like, yeah. How about trust us to eventually have to fucking make them listen to us, which needs to be discussed more and more, in my opinion.
You mean like Trump inciting a riot? And then where is this dunce?
I want to plug a podcast real quick. Citizen podcast with Dan Holloway from from Drinking Bros. You already know me with Drinking Bros. I've talked about them, but one of the co-hosts, Dan Holloway, he has a podcast called Citizen where they're just going more over how to make people realize what liberty really is and going more over the Constitution and more about all that. So yeah, I definitely recommend checking out Citizen Podcast with Dan Holloway, and he's part of Drinking Bros Podcast. So yeah, check both those out. But I definitely recommend, for especially with everything that we do, Citizen and shit. And he gets a little bit more into bringing certain guests on to talk about what they're doing and talking about liberty and how to be able to get people more liberty minded. And I also want to have on, which I don't know if he's still in the chat or not, but that Act Accordingly Club, that's 1776, had him on before, but yeah, Davey wasn't able to be on with that one.
Yeah.
That was like whenever you first, being with a co-host. Yeah.
Yeah. I just opened Twitter. This is what I opened Twitter to.
We're doomed, ladies and gentlemen.
Share screen.
Cover your eyes.
I have no. Let me see. Hold on.
Joe Biden has no idea what's going on. The guy can't even get on and off the stage.
This is what I opened Twitter to.
Hey, I mean, well. Oh, wow. Right here, where?
Mr. President, what? Thank you.
Who?
At the end of such a momentous
what?
Event.
Yeah, right? He's like, huh?
He turned around like, wait, me? I'm the president?
Oh, right?
Wait,
huh?
Mr. President, thank you.
Who?
Excuse me?
Zoink! Shag! I think we messed this up, Shag.
Thank
Dude,
you.
So good. Yeah.
Dude, I want that as a gift. Huh?
Right, we should do that.
Such a cut it for a video. Event. The word thank you seems
he like almost like shuffled out to
all the millions whose lives will be saved. For the communities where life will
now
be
he just kind of scurries
you,
off.
President Biden, for your outstanding...
I just stand right here. I just.
He's the most uncomfortable, weird. Like, what the fuck, man?
He
oh
should
my God.
Be in a retirement home right now, trying to pinch some orderlies behind. Some blonde dude who's turned around. And he's just like, "Hey, sweetheart."
Right.
He's just like, thank you, Mr. President. Who?
Wow, that shit was fucking hilarious.
But I just, and then you'll hear somebody go, well, Trump couldn't walk down the stairs. Yes, but Trump never did that. Trump never turned around like, you talking to me? Am I the president?
Was it like one time that Trump couldn't do that? And like, who knows what was going on? Okay, yeah, maybe it sucks because he is getting old. But Jesus Christ, he doesn't do this multiple fucking times. Like, just walk off to some area and have no idea what's going on. Shake invisible motherfuckers' hands. Or, shake Chuck Schumer's hand. Then try to shake it again. Like, in the same... Like, God damn, dude. It was fucking 5 seconds and you're... oh, my God. We are a fucking laughing stock around the goddamn country, or not even country, world. It's what I should say.
Yeah, it's just I can't. Oh Jesus,
dude! There's so many. Even the recent one. I should try to pull it up, but that CNN where they not CNN, the 60 Minutes. Hold on, yeah. What I'm gonna end up pulling this fucking. I have to pull this clip up.
It's just madness. It's just madness.
That and also Kamala on like some of her last stuff with that community banking thing. Man, I need to find that clip.
Oh, I didn't hear that one. I didn't see that one. What was I even talking? I don't even remember. I got so caught up in that last clip that I just don't even remember what I was talking about.
Because we are ADD.
This is why. Yeah, hold on. Here we go. Going back to our last segment of Bon Voyage. Here's the clip of them, in case you haven't seen it yet. Of them saying bye bye to these migrants.
Leaving on a jet plane.
Not even on a jet plane.
They
left on a bus and took them to Target.
Oh, shit.
Bye bye. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Goodbye. Yeah, get on the bus. Yeah. Amigo, thank you. Get on the bus. Please don't come back. Please don't come back.
Come on. Is this from Martha's Vineyard?
Yeah. Yeah, this is the Martha's Vineyard clip of them leaving Martha's Vineyard. And they're all happy and joyous and having a good day. Bye, guys. See you. Go to Cape Cod. Have fun at the military.
Dude, well, it's nothing but a, like, even though they're just getting shipped across the country in multiple times, which sucks, it's nothing but a vacation to these people right now.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, to be honest.
Yeah. They're taking a tour. They've done more in those last couple of days than most of us have done in 3 fucking years.
Right.
They're allowed to just, hey guys, yeah, come in from another country where we don't know if you've had the vaccine or not, because, you know, everybody's here telling everybody to take it and force it on each other. Yet these people come from another country. You don't know where they're from. You don't know what they have. You don't know anything about them. But yeah, sure. Hey guys, thank you for coming. Thank you. You guys are so welcome. Not here. Thank you.
Yeah, not here.
Yeah.
Just not here.
You guys are welcome anywhere.
But here.
it's Idiocracy, man.
Oh, and here we go. Oh, you want to talk about some real idiocracy and the fact that
Oh God. Yeah.
Oh yeah, did you see this clip yet?
Is it the Trump one?
No, this is the 60 Minutes with Biden on his latest one. He asks him about his mental stability, basically.
How would you say your mental focus is?
Oh, it's focused. I have trouble even mentioning, even saying to myself, my own head, the number of years. I no more think of myself as being as old as I am than Fly. I mean, it's just not.
What the fuck does that mean?
I think he was talking about Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
In terms of, there's not things I don't do now that I did before, whether it's physical or mental or anything else.
Complete a fucking sentence, Joe. How would you say
your mental focus is?
Right? You want to talk about a real word salad? Like, that was just a real word salad. There was no, like, actual, like, meaning behind what he said to what was asked at all.
I'm like a flea and particular under the ground of particles with hats under the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. He's like the old lady from the Griswolds from Christmas Vacation.
Oh, dude.
Grace, she died 50 years ago. The blessing. They want you to say the blessing.
That shit was hilarious, man. When I first saw, I was like, what the fuck is he even saying? Like, in my head, I'm no older than a fly. What?
And the Jack and the Beanstalk and two turtles on a shell. Heroes on a half shell. Turtle heroes power. Shell.
Turtle fucking power. Speaking of turtle power. Speaking of turtle power, let's see what other kind of power that this goddamn society can literally cook up that is a retard power. Oh. FDA warns against cooking chicken in NyQuil after trend emerges on TikTok. What the fuck, man?
Like,
remove the warning labels already. Let's just get society into, I guess, where it should be or something. Because, God damn it, who thought of doing this in any way, shape, or form? I guess it's supposedly called Sleepy Chicken, which is fucking hilarious. That should be the name of like a grunge sludge metal like band, one that's really like slow but heavy.
Sleepy Isn't that chicken. What Cosby gave the girls? Isn't that what Cosby gave us? You don't want to be a sleepy chicken.
Sleepy chicken now.
You don't want to be a sleepy chicken. Oh my god! I thought that. Lighting yourself on fire was bad enough.
I like, and every once in a while I have a real spark of, man, there's a hope for humanity. And then I see that.
They just
Sleepy chicken.
Sleepy chicken.
Oh,
how fucking bored are we?
Bored. We're really fucking bored.
God.
We're so bored that we're upset about stupid nonsense.
You know what? Fuck this life. I'm gonna NyQuil my chicken, and I'm gonna see what's going on with that.
Listen, if this isn't proof that they're listening to us, then I don't know what is. Look at the ad that just came up.
Oh, I bet
on Let's Twitter see. For me. Tyson's chicken.
You know what? If you want to make your chicken sleepy, go with Tyson's.
Get some Tyson's chicken. It'll knock you out twice.
Sleeping chicken.
Knock you out on your butt all day long. Oh God!
Wow.
It's you just
society.
Oh, hold on. I think this is what I was looking for. Oh, here we go. Yeah, hold on. I like this one too. This one had my brain rattled. Mm-hmm. You want to do push-ups, chat? You want? Come on, I'll challenge you to push-ups. Let's do some push-ups.
You are the oldest president ever.
Pretty good shape, huh?
Which leads to my next question.
He's like, no.
Anyone? Some people ask whether you are fit for the job. And when you hear that, I wonder what you think.
Watch me. Honest to God, that's all I think. Watch me.
Watch you
if
what?
If you think I don't have the energy level or the mental acuity, then you know, that's one thing. That's another thing. You're just watching and, you know.
We've been watching you for 2 fucking years fall. You can't even ride a bicycle, Joe. Yeah, you can't walk upstairs.
You don't answer questions like you.
You just we just showed a video of you walking away and not knowing you were the damn president. What?
Watch me.
If you don't think I'm fit, then you can just Tyson's chicken.
Watch me fucking fail.
Keep my schedule. Do what I'm doing. I think that. You know, I don't, when I sit down with our NATO allies and keep them together, I don't have them saying, wait a minute, well, how old are you? What are you, what they say?
Yeah, because they can't believe you're the president of the United States. That's right. Why they're like, how old are you? Chicken
they
salad.
They don't say that shit because they know they can take advantage of your ass because you're not fucking mentally equipped for shit. They laugh at us because of you, you fucking dunce.
Yeah. Meanwhile, no, they're laughing at us because of Trump. Yeah. They're.
Yeah. How about
they're laughing now, you know, they're serious.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a matter of, you know, that old expression, the proof of the pudding's in the eating. I mean,
eggs.
Where the fuck did the eating come in on that? When did the eating become the proof of the pudding? Because I just remember the proof's in the pudding. And then he added the eating. That I've been wondering that ever since I heard it. I'm like, I've never heard the eating part at all ever. Your expression is null and void because it doesn't make any sense.
The proof of the pudding is in the eating. I got to hear that again.
You know, I mean, it's a matter of, you know, that old expression, the proof of the pudding's in the eating. I mean, I respect the fact that people would say, you know, you're old. And but I think it relates to how much energy you have and whether or not the job you're doing is one consistent with what any person of any age would be able to do.
How would you say your mental focus is?
Oh, it's focused.
It's so focused, you can't come up with a thought. I mean, I stutter
look.
Look at this face. Look at that face. Oh, you can't go to heaven on roller skates.
He's like, he's sitting there thinking about, man, I'm on so many fucking drugs right now.
Oh, the Adderall's got to start kicking in, please. Right.
I have trouble even mentioning, even saying to myself, my own head, the number of years. I no more think of myself as being as old as I am than fly.
So it was a continuation.
What does it have to do with anything, Joe? What does that have to do with anything, Joe? God damn it, man.
Pretty fly for a white guy. Dude,
you fucking old bag of bones. God damn it.
Oh, shit. I closed it. I am just. and these people. No, yeah, that's the guy I voted for. Congratulations. Uh-huh. You're dumb. I wouldn't admit that.
I bet you're eating that fucking goddamn NyQuil chicken and fucking with the sleepy pudding. Chicken.
Sleepy chicken with the pudding. Proof is in the pudding right. pie. Oh,
we got a real theme going tonight with that. Shit.
I know, right? It's just everything just comes together. It all comes together with the pudding and the chicken and sleeping and oh man, I just
now we need a Cosby sweater made for this made for the podcast.
Oh, here he goes. That guy again, Brooklyn Dad Defiant. When asked on 60 Minutes what he'd say to people who wonder about his fitness to serve as president, President Biden says, "Watch me." Great answer.
What?
What? That was great. This is the.
That's a great answer.
Watch me. We've watched you, Joe. We've watched them. We've all watched them. And here's him, you know, calling that it's over, folks. COVID. He said it. COVID's over.
Right. But yeah, they're going to try to roll all that back because they want to keep that emergency power.
Yeah. Yeah, so no more emergency power then, I guess. No.
Mr. President, yep. First Detroit auto show in 3 years.
Yeah.
Is the pandemic over?
The pandemic is over. We still have a problem with COVID. We're still doing a lot of work on it. But the pandemic is over. If you notice, no one's wearing masks. Everybody seems to be in pretty good shape. And so I think it's changing, and I think this is a perfect example of it.
Mr. President.
So, it's over. I mean, it's been what it's always been before, an endemic. It'll never go away like the flu.
Right.
But it's over. You don't have to wear a mask anymore. I mean, listen. You want to wear a mask? You can wear a mask. I don't care.
Yeah, you look silly
and stupid. And I was listening to Jim and Sam today, and they had Dr. Drew on, and he was waffling back and forth. But basically, he was saying the same thing, like the same thing that I've said, the same thing that everybody who, I guess, has common sense. When people tell you a surgeon could wear gloves and a mask for 12 hours, how come you can't? Because the surgeon is not touching his face. You ever watch a show where they're dabbing the surgeon and he can't even touch? He's like this. Yeah. If you do that, but not eat, not cough, like you've seen a lot of people pull the mask down and cough into their hand and put the mask back on, which makes no sense. Right.
I mean, it's like real world application is like, it's a big problem besides the fact that it just doesn't block the particles anyways. It just literally doesn't. Because the micron size, but nonetheless, yeah, no, that's another thing. It's like the real world application just doesn't apply because most people are not fucking not touching their face for that long and other shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially kids. Like it's just a germ factory. Children are germ factories without it being all in their face.
Right.
You know, and it's like, I just, I don't, it's over, folks. It's over. Like, and then they went and no, the president misspoke. It's not over. Shut up. You're waiting for Joe Biden to call it. Joe Biden called it. Yeah,
the shit's over.
Yeah. And you can't tell, apparently, according to people, you can't tell Joe Biden what to do. So Joe Biden called it. It's over. It's over.
Oh, well, you know, you weren't listening to him when he said that.
Shut up.
Yeah, shut up. The fuck up.
We're glad gas prices are down. Do we still blame him? Yes. It was the reason. You know why? Because he's getting the petroleum reserves. Once the reserves run out, we're fucked again. You don't think this is part of the plan?
Right. Well, it's still a fucking fact that an overwhelming amount of deaths that were reported as supposed COVID deaths were not by COVID. They were with people with COVID. So it's like, come on, man. Yeah.
If you look at, and I was doing this back when it first started, and when me and Trish got together, you know, she was in the medical field, you know, as an MA, and we were counting none of the numbers made sense.
Right.
The number of deaths was 617,442, but the number of people that died from COVID was 567,000. What?
Right.
If you look at the numbers of the percentage of people that actually died from it, we're going to get a strike on Spotify. I already know that because one of our episodes already has the fact check on it.
Oh, yeah.
But if you look at the actual CDC numbers, the people that just died from it, at the actual is like 6,000-7,000, probably 8,000 now.
Right. Well, like But Newsmax, I think it was Newsmax, or was it AON? I can't remember, but I think it was Newsmax, came out OAN? Twice. Yeah, or AON or whatever, OAN.
AOC, CBS.
Right. They came out with the statistic that it was 6% basically twice. Yeah. They came out during the time up until like right before old Biden-tard got in. But yeah. So none of the numbers equal up to what the fuck anyone is told. That's one of the main things. People need to fucking quit relying on, which I mean, there's quite a few, obviously people that probably listen to this don't rely on it because they know what we're talking about. But the other people outside of it's quit trusting these people and unelected fucking representatives and bureaucrats and shit like that, that are just spewing all this shit to you and the media, and realize that they're fucking lying to you, man.
What do you mean? Like CNN brought to you by Pfizer.
Yeah,
CNN,
right.
CNN brought to you by Pfizer. CNN brought to you by Pfizer. Yeah. You know, those people that are being paid to tell you, you know, take it. You're going to die. Everybody's going to die if they don't take it. Okay, thank you. We're going to go to the sponsors now. Brought to you by Pfizer. Go fuck your mother.
Right, exactly.
Listen, don't listen to us. I mean, listen to us, but don't take our word for anything. Go look it up.
Go look that shit up.
If you listen to Tim Pool, I forget what he uses. I forget what it is, but, you know, they have the fact checkers of the fact checkers of the fact checkers of the fact checkers, and they'll tell you what's, you know, 90% true, 100% true, or 10% true, you know, and he does a really good job. He's got the people for it, you know, but, you know, we just have us two idiots, you know, going through our phones like, yeah, let's talk about this today. Let's talk about that. Yeah,
exactly.
You know, and going off of what he's got the actual facts and everything like that. Even Crowder does too. Crowder, if you go on Crowder's website, he'll show you where he got it from.
And, yeah, you know, Crowder and Bongino too.
Yeah. And I'm sick and tired of, well, you just listen to Fox News and you just, no, just, it doesn't matter. So it's okay to get it from one news source, but not another. Like, you can't listen to both and be like, and come up with your own opinion and see that some of it is nonsense. And when you're pushing these drugs on people, any of it, listen, and it's the same thing with this, you know. Oh no, what are the side effects? There are no side effects. You're telling me that no drug has a side effect. You're telling me that they don't list 400 things like the Micro Machine Man. Anal bleeding, ruptured spleen, runny nose. I have a headache. I don't want all that.
Right.
I'd rather deal with the headache.
Yeah, you'll see a fucking commercial that'll have some fucking drug on it that'll supposedly says it cures whatever, but has like 14 different fucking side effects. Like
dick bleeding. Me?
No. Yeah, I think I'd rather just stick with my mental problem for a while. I'll stay with that.
One of the antidepressants makes you depressed and have suicidal thoughts.
Yeah.
Isn't that why you're on antidepressants, sir?
Right. Seems kind of counterintuitive to me. I don't know about you, but
seems like it's defeating the purpose of taking the medication. It might help, it might not. You know, you might wake up and, you know, you might just grab a firearm and think about it and then put it away. What about that one time you just don't think about it?
You might wake up great and go to work, or you might wake up and grab a bat and start beating somebody's face, and you never know. It's a real jack in the box kind of pill, you know?
It's a real crap. Might be sevens, might not be. But it's like
we should market that.
would it's a real crapshoot?
Yeah. It's a real crapshoot pill. Are you ready to have your life changed within one fucking hour?
What? Oh, man. Do you want to go from happy to wanting to hit somebody over the head with a bat? Try fuck it all. Oh, I got a call from our favorite drugstore.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they told me that the hat that I ordered isn't in stock. And they're like, well, it's going to be about a month. I'm like, I don't care. Just don't forget to send the fucking thing to me. Send me my shirt. I'm fine with that for now. She's like, are you sure you just don't want it? Listen, woman, I picked the most expensive hat you guys had. You're not going to sell me a cheaper hat, okay? It's going to be a month, month and a half. I can wait.
Right, I can wait.
I can wait. Give me my
hat. One of the next episodes, whenever you get your tumbler.
Yeah.
We need to have on Vandy Street.
We should ask her for when I get it. Yeah. Yeah. Have her on so she could plug her wonderful website and wonderful wares. Business. Yeah. But wonderful business. You know, I'm an idiot and I'm trying to think of nice things to say that are just her fucking business. But yeah, we're trying to get these stickers made. And like I was talking to the guy from Blue Shed, his name's Wayne, and dude, these wallets that he have they're so cool. They're like made from the same material as holsters, and they've got this, like, I don't know if it's leather strap on it, but they're not that expensive and they look cool as shit, and they come in different designs. And if we could get our design on these wallets,
I'm
telling you, these wallets are so cool and they're not expensive and they look like they will last forever.
That would be pretty fucking dope. Yeah. Especially, one of the last ones that people will see, like, that's what we kind of want to hear from you guys too, like different merchandise you think we should make or stuff like that. But I came up with a design not so long ago that should be pretty good for like hats or stickers and stuff. And I think that would be a good wallet one too. If it was in all white.
Yeah. The brown one is what I want in a hat, because that would look phenomenal.
Right.
Just the way it's positioned and how it says it and the design in the middle. That would be a killer hat.
Yeah. We'll be unveiling some designs soon. So
yeah.
You guys can see them, and then you guys can let us know how or what you want them on, you know, like whether we decide to go with stickers and shirts or
let us know. So
whatever else we can,
you know, order them and know that we're not going to lose our nuts on this.
Right. Yeah. That'd be the whole thing though, too, is, I mean, depending on what we want to order and who through and stuff like that, because I would like to do like 50 or 100. At least shirts or stickers, depending on what we do, and see who all wants to get them. Yeah.
From extra small to damn.
Uh-huh.
Cause the food that they're feeding us now. You saw that TikTok of the woman who was like looking at the food, and apparently they're putting like biomechanical products in our food now.
No. I'm not surprised.
Look at your food next time. Look at your food. It'll say biomechanical engineered food.
Maybe stuff. That's why they're fucking putting NyQuil on the chicken. Maybe they know something we don't. Maybe it's pushing out the bioengineering.
Dude, they're talking about that men's schmeckles are getting smaller. Sperm is getting weaker.
Whoa.
Because of the food we eat.
I believe Mateo Lane, especially with like a lot of the antibiotics that get put into a whole lot of shit. Oh yeah,
shove that chicken foot. You think chickens come out this big? No, chickens right. are like this big, and then they shove the thing up the pooper, and then the chicken goes boop. But right. Mateo Lane, who's a hilarious comedian, a gay gentleman, who can sing like an angel, he was talking about he went to Italy and he said he ate like a gavone and he lost like 8 pounds. He's like, and then he came home and he ate the same thing and he gained 15 pounds.
Oh yeah. And shit's packed with like preservatives and all sorts of fucked up shit here.
Yeah. And it's not like you can really find it, even the fruits and vegetables now are packed with preservatives.
Well, I mean, just depends on how you get them. It's just certain ones like I'll get frozen vegetables and whatnot, but it's they don't have preservatives. They're only good for so long, but just depends on like really what you buy and shit. But yeah.
But even my new favorite thing for a while was the fruit with the caramel in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good. It was delicious. We got it from Walmart. I was like, ooh, fruit. And it came with apples and grapes. And then we started buying it. And the apples started wilting a little quicker. And the grapes turned to raisins quicker. And right. then all of a sudden, I got one, opened it up, and it was fucking moldy.
Oh.
And I was like, how do you sell this to people? Like, you trying to kill people?
Trying to kill motherfuckers or what?
You secretly trying to cease and desist. I'm not saying you do. I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying check your produce.
Now we're just making penicillin. That's all we're making.
One of the guys at my job ate moldy bread because he was so tired.
Ah!
And he made himself like 2 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and he ate mold. And he came in and he's like, yo, I ate mold. Probably gonna not last today, or if I last today, it probably won't be here tomorrow. Just to let you know. Called out the next day. Saw him on Monday. Yo, man. Mold ain't no joke.
Yeah, no shit, Sherlock. What the fuck?
And I was like, dude, how do you just eat mold? Like, it's green. Like, as soon as you see mold, you see something turn white.
Yeah, how did you get past... A, the taste, well, not even the, okay, B, the taste. A is actually the mental faculty to know that what you're consuming is going to possibly fuck you up. Not even possibly, but will. How did you get past A to even get to past B, the taste? Like, goddamn, dude, what the fuck? Like,
here's how.
What have you lived through?
I'll tell you how.
Who hurt you?
The poor dude's wife left. He gets home late at night, and we, being gentlemen, for the most part, are dum-dums and just go, bread. Because I've done it myself. I've done it where I'm just like, bread, peanut butter, and not even look. And by the second bite, like when I finally like kind of come to and like, and I look down and I see white, I'm like, and... You know, but when you're tired, man, and you don't have a wife to or a girlfriend or someone living at your house and you're just like, it's rough.
Yeah. And well, I mean, I'm single. I live alone, but I also pay attention to a lot of that shit.
You also got kids. I mean, we got yeah. Cody, but, you know,
I barely even keep bread in my house and shit anymore. I've tried to start steering away from a lot of that, which. Bread is delicious, which means that I hate pleasure in life because I don't even use sugar and stuff either.
Can I tell you how much, and I don't know if you guys have it, but I miss just going to a store and getting a Taylor ham, egg, and cheese. Do you even know what a Taylor ham, egg, and cheese is?
No, I do not.
Oh, dude, it is heaven on earth. And it is it is like, it's like what biscuits and gravy are out here. Like, literally, you can go into any store and get, like, biscuits and gravy here at any time. But that's what it was like back in Jersey. You could just get a Taylor ham, egg, and cheese at any store in the morning and just scarf it down, and you just felt phenomenal. It was just, it was like crack, I guess.
Yeah.
I never had crack, but I'm guessing that's what it feels like.
I'm guessing you get the same euphoria.
Yeah, it was just, and I miss it so badly here. And, I mean, you can order the shit on Amazon, you know, just right. Taylor ham. You say pork roll, I'm going to find you, and I'm going to punch you right
pork roll
in your ball. Just one ball. Just one ball.
One of them?
Yeah. If you call it pork roll, I'm going to punch you in the ball. But it's just like, I just miss being able to do that. Just going to the store, let me get a Taylor ham, egg, and cheese on a bagel. Let me get a Taylor ham, egg, and cheese on a roll. Salt, pepper, ketchup, please. Like, but I miss that. But I have gotten into, you ever see the cinnamon honey butter at Walmart?
No.
Don't go look for it.
I'm good on that. I'm good on anything Walmart wise besides what groceries I'm buying that are sealed and packaged.
Listen, I have taken that and put it on those little mini croissants from Walmart. And now my stomach is the size of a banana. Now it looks like a banana with a baby, because I have been shoving. I've literally cut pieces and chunks of butter and just put it on there cold and bit it. And it was just like,
this is wonderful.
It is so good. I've literally done the scooping of the finger like you do with those old cheese snacks when you were a kid that had the little red thing in it.
And
I've done that with the end of the butter. Like, I've never eaten butter, and I've never understood why people would eat fried butter. But I am sitting there like a fat kid, just going at trying to lick it clean like a dog trying to eat.
Oh, I all love
of its,
butter.
All of its wet food. And, like, literally, there's been times I've been at work like this. And people are just looking. I'm like, and I just, dude, it is so good. And I'm so sad that I found it. Because Trish is like, all you eat is bread. You people from the East, just in your East Coast and your bread, we don't have. And I'm like, no, you have biscuits. I get it. You guys got biscuits.
Yeah, we have more biscuits. Yeah. I can't lie.
I mean, but the croissant with the, I'm just like, yeah, fucking back on bread.
Dog.
Yeah, dude. The mini croissants. Yo, you sleeping on mini croissants. Mini croissants are banging. Especially with my stomach. You take a mini croissant or a croissant itself from Walmart. Because they make them differently, not like the ones that look like this. Do you guys have those? Yeah, this is not the one that looks like a fucking claw. You take a regular croissant, and now they got everything croissants. And I was like, ooh. And you like you dig it out, like I make a boat out of it. You take egg, a sunny side up egg, and a piece of sausage, and you put it in that mother lover. And throw some cheese on top. I finished. It is
so good.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal. The softness of the man. It's so good. But
I'm a big fan of like croissants for breakfast sandwiches. I definitely am. I think that they're fucking wonderful for that.
You know what? I don't get chocolate croissants. I don't. I don't understand.
I don't think I've really even had one. I don't think I would either.
I just people eat it.
people eat chocolate covered croissants, and I don't get it.
Yeah.
I've had it. I mean, it's nothing to brag about. But
I mean, I can somewhat get it because it's like a sweeter flavor, anyways.
Yeah, but the croissant is sweet. And then you put
it's a sweeter flavor, anyways. So that I can see why people would put the, especially if it's like cooked up in like a crispy fashion. Mm-hmm. With some chocolate syrup on it, then I would fucking probably smash that. I'm not gonna lie.
You talking about diabetes?
Yeah, you talking about diabetes?
You ever seen liquid talk diabetes? To you about
let me talk to you about diabetes.
So, and we are ADD. So this lady called me up the other day, and she was asking about something, and she said, "It's my diabetes medication." I went, "You're what?" My diabetes medication. And I'm like, you actually say it like that?
Hell yeah. She channeled Wilford Brimley.
I'm like, there's people actually talk like that. Like, I thought Wilford Brimley diabetes. Was just putting it on. But this lady's right? like, oh, my diabetes medication. And I'm like, oh my God. People actually say that?
Oh, that's a lot. I thought he was just putting it on.
Yeah, no, I thought he was just real. Putting it on. You got your diabetes. And this lady, this little old lady. Yeah, my diabetes medication. Oh my God. But shit. Yeah, man. It's I love that. Was the one thing about the surgery that like that I kind of like not regret, but regret is like I could taste everything and it's a tease. And I just want I wish there was one day that I could just eat a full steak. And be and just be happy. Now I eat like three slivers of steak, and I'm like,
yeah, and it like makes you want to go to sleep. And yeah,
it, yeah. And it like I got a sweet tooth now, and I never really had a sweet tooth when I was a bigger dude, but like now my sweet tooth is just like crack. I'm like, honey bun.
Oh. Right.
These. Are my kryptonite also. Anything Oreo. These Oreo popcorn pops are phenomenal. They're phenomenal.
You like the ASMR? You've got to open popcorn. ASMR fucking good.
Those are good too. I mean, it's just like, I'm just a fat kid. I'm such a fat kid because I got that. And look, I'm telling you, look, sweet tooth. I got s'mores. S'mores cereal. It's got marshmallows. It's got chocolate, and it's got the cinnamon toast crunch kind of thing.
You definitely have a sweet tooth going.
Yeah, dude. So when I stopped drinking, like the whole 20-something years I was drinking, I never had a cavity.
Right.
Drink. Never have a cavity. Stop drinking. And all of a sudden, the sweet tooth comes because it's
a sugar.
It replaces the sugar, yeah. So it replaces the sugar that you used to get while you were drinking. My fucking teeth hurt. I gotta go see a dentist.
Oh yeah,
I gotta go see a dentist because my fucking teeth hurt. Like I'm chewing the other day and
I still love this stuff, but it hurts.
I'm trying to dig my whatever it is out with my tongue, the first back of my mouth. Yeah, I know. You ain't kidding. poor little kid in the Sudan's like, abba-da-ba-da, fuck you.
Right.
I can't get enough of this sweet stuff. This kid, poor kid's eating mud pie. And I'm sitting here talking about how I can't get enough with cinnamon toast crunch.
Right.
My man tits hanging out.
But I love Frosted Flakes over here.
Oh man, it's just that's the thing. We've become so spoiled in this country that we're arguing about. I mean, it's not nonsense to a lot of people, but nonsense. We're arguing about what we call somebody. How about I just call you about your name? Okay. That's what we're arguing about. You call me. I know you've seen the TikTok about the girl. Let's teach you how to use wolves pronouns.
That shit's ridiculous. Yeah.
Let's
talk about frogs pronouns. I don't think it's satire. I really don't.
But I don't think it is either.
But like, and if you're letting your kids piss in a kitty litter box, I think that's grounds of taking away your kids. Even though I am for however you want to raise your kids, if the little kid and Big Daddy couldn't piss in a plant,
I'm sorry. If you're trying to let your kid do something like that, that's a mental disorder that you're just like letting be glorified, and you shouldn't. There's something wrong going on.
My 18-month-old pointed at a pink doll and went, "Daddy," and now he's gay.
Right?
I'm sorry, ma'am. What?
Yeah.
He pointed at a pink doll and he said, "Daddy." Well, my kid pointed at his poop and said, "Breakfast." And I went, "Don't you fucking dare."
Yeah. It's fucking ridiculous, man.
It is such Munchausen syndrome by proxy. And there's this girl that, we have a friend now, Abel, who detransitioned. And, you know, he talks about his issues on the Voice of the People podcast. Mm-hmm. Great guys. There's a lot of these detransitioners that are coming out and saying this is the worst thing that's ever happened to them. You know, because right. You don't know what you want to do as a kid. You know, you one day you want to be a teacher, next day you want to be a firefighter, next day you want to be a truck. And all of a sudden now, what are you going to start putting metal in kids? And I mean, it used to be that crazy, like, you know, what are you going to do? Start putting metal in. And now it's like, oh, you know what? I probably could put some metal in my child. If he wants to be a Tonka truck, I'll put some metal in him and I'll put a forklift on his face and... What are you doing? What are we doing here, folks?
Right.
What
right,
the fuck are
exactly,
we doing here?
Yeah.
Leave your kid alone. If your kid wants to be gay, okay. Let your kid be flamboyant. If he says he's gay, okay. Let him. I don't know if she wants me to talk about it, but my kid came out and said that she was gay at one point, and I think she was 14.
Right.
Since she was 14 and said that, she's had 4 or 5 boyfriends.
Right. Yeah.
It's like... okay. And
exactly.
I told her,
that's why you shouldn't be. I mean, you can listen to the kids, but don't.
I said, okay, do what you want. If that's how you feel, then that's how you feel. You know, I was very supportive and I was like, okay, if that's what you think you are, then okay, then do you. Then, and then the next year or two after that, she was like, I think I'm bi. Okay, if that's what you want to do. Dude, listen, if my kid was gay, I'd be like, yes, we can go check out chicks together. Like, see that? Yeah, yeah. Don't have to worry about those pesky boys. But now I got to worry about the pesky boys. But right. It's like the kids change their mind every second. Look
well, yeah, that's my whole like argument against like a lot of it is phases.
Look at us. We're adults and we don't even know what we want to do. You know, you can go from not having a podcast to meeting somebody and all of a sudden having a podcast one day, you know, right. And you could start thinking of ideas to doing what you're doing, you know, or it could not happen or you could not want to have a, you know, it's just, we don't know what we're doing at all as adults. We don't have it figured out.
Like yeah, we don't even have figured out.
I'm almost 40 and I'm still going. My dad was 35 and I thought he was old, and I'm 5 years older than my dad was, and I was going, yeah, you old man. 15
right.
Years old, you're 35, you're old. And now I'm almost 40 and I'm like, how did they do that? And then I found out my parents were smoking pot the whole time I was a child, and I'm like, that's why I got yelled at for going in the basement when I wasn't supposed to. That's why when I was like, I literally grabbed the stuff because I shared a room with my sister for 14 years. It's another story and a lot of psychology later. But I shared a room with my sister for 14 years in a 1-bedroom house and 2-bedroom house. growing up. And I was like, I didn't, 16, 15, 16 years old. You don't share room with your sister, your 11, 12 year old sister. You don't, it's not what you want. You want private time. You want to be able to, you know, talk to girls and stuff like that without your sister coming in and barging in with her friends and all that.
Right.
And, you know, so I took all my stuff and I put it in the basement, you know, the basement that my father scared me out of every day, locked the door. So we had a door leading from the basement, and so he would lock the door and shut the lights on me while I was down in the basement. And he would yell, and Cuco in Spanish is like ghost. And he'd be like, Cuco, eat David. And I'd be like, no, you know, and he would do that to me. And they found it hilarious. You know, so I went and I moved down there because I wanted some privacy. And my dad flipped. No, you're not staying in the basement. I'm like, I don't want to be in the basement. I need to. No, take your shit back upstairs. You're not sleeping. And all these years later, I found it out because my dad wanted to just smoke pot in the basement.
Right.
You know,
like, no, this is my private area. Fuck
yeah. That. Yeah. And then my dad smashed his head one day on because we were poor for the most part. You know, we weren't, you know, we didn't have money. Like I said, we lived in a floodplain, New Jersey, and every time it flooded, there we were taking the food back upstairs and taking the washing machine, the dryer, all our pictures, you know, up and down the stairs. My dad hit his head and he knocked himself out. He was going down because there was a pipe that came down. And so, yeah, and my dad's like 5'10". He's not that tall. So that's how tall the basement was. And dude just fucking, bam, out like a light. He went down. And I couldn't find out. He went down. He told me the story. He went down because he was fucking stoned. And I'm like, a lot of stuff in my childhood makes sense now.
Yeah.
Right. Now that I think about it, a lot of stuff. And you know, and my parents, they did the best they could. But, you know, I hear the stories about the people of you know, sticking the paper in the door so they could. I had that. My parents did that. Mm. I went and my mother stuck me in the bathroom. And she told me if the paper fell, she beat my ass. So what did I do? I stood in the bathroom until she came out. Until she came home from work. It worked. Right. Am I here trying to kill people? No. I mean, you know, I know not to do that to my kids because it, you know, it was a free babysitter for her, you know, because so she could work. And I know, you know, now I understand that she did what she had to do.
Right. You know? Oh, yeah. I grew up a latchkey kid. So, I mean, I understand that parents did what they had to do.
I did until my parents couldn't afford the $35 a week or whatever it was. And they're like, well, stick them in the bathroom. Tommy's grounded. but yeah, I was a latchkey kid too for a little while. But, you know, and I think it kind of helped. Listen, man, we go through what we go through for a reason. You know, and don't, you know, you shouldn't beat your kids. You shouldn't torment your kids. But your kids got to get punched in the face every once in a while or else they're never going to.
Every once in a while, yeah.
They're never going to know what it feels like. Cody came home one day and he's like, Dad, I got into a fight. And the first thing I said was, did you start it? No. He hit me first, so I hit him back. I go, okay, good. Well, all right, I'm good, suspended for 3 days. Okay.
Oh, well.
Whatever. You didn't start it, right? No. You're not lying to me, right? No. He hit me, I hit him first.
Yeah.
Is he suspended? No. Because they saw me hit him. I said, all right. He goes, am I punished? They go, no. I go, take the 3 days. Play video games, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, that's part of life. I mean, shit's going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, I got into fights as a kid. I got my head thrown into a fucking, what are those things called? The automatic dryers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got my head punched into one of those. I mean, it might be a reason for a lot of this, but, you know.
I got into a lot of fucking fights in high school. Oh yeah, quite a bit.
But you know, that makes us who we are, man. I mean, messed up stuff, you know, it happens to a lot of people. you know, and the people it doesn't happen to end up being rich kids that, you know, face no consequences. I mean,
right.
Have you ever heard of Paris Hilton's brother just going on planes and threatening to decapitate stewardesses, you know, because he didn't get what he wants and the way he wants? Yeah, that's a fucking brat that never got punched in the face.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a lot of the fucking the online social justice warrior bullshit too. They're allowed to just say what they want and they don't get punched in the mouth and they don't realize consequences of anything that they say or anything that they do.
No. Why do you think these kids are sending dick pics to each other and all this, you know?
Right.
You know, because kids are like, oh, well, you know, if she doesn't like it, I got another girl.
Yeah. No, very you know, true.
There's no consequences. Could you imagine being in a bar and just going, whoop?
Yeah.
Then you would have got beat by all her dude friends. And
right.
Rightfully so.
Right.
Rightfully exactly, so. Yeah. So when they talk about, you know, hey man, you do that to a female. Yeah, you can't do that to a female, you get your ass kicked. But
right.
You know, now it's all online and, you know, check this out and look what I could do with this and what. Watch corn. Right. It's a big yellow cob that disappears. You want to see me take corn shit. And make it into popcorn? Check this out.
Check this out. Blop.
You ever see what this girl could do with a ping pong ball? No?
Right.
Watch this video.
Are you about to find out?
Like, I remember the first time I heard about a donkey show in Mexico, and then I'm like, I think it was like 15 or 16. Of course, kids talk about, you know, yeah, my brother went to a donkey show, bro.
Right.
My brother's in the Marines. He went to a donkey show down in Mexico. You heard what they do? Well, this girl. I was like, huh? Now I saw a video of a guy getting fucked by a horse, and I was like, is that his Tuesday?
Like, yeah, I mean.
Like, we're becoming so desensitized to all this stuff, man.
Yeah, we see super desensitized. Yeah. Yes.
And that's kind of why we're going to where, you know, you see these things happening on a daily basis in the news, these riots and all this stuff. And everybody's just like, yeah, well, you know, right. And then, you know, you want one kind of political party and then the other political party, you know, goes into a place where you're kind of allowed to go in, you know, you're not allowed to go in the Senate. That's what everybody forgets. You're allowed to go in there. You're allowed to walk right. around. You're just not allowed to go into the session, you know, right. And, you know, they want them hung out by their Buster Browns. It's like, guys, come on, man.
Right, right.
Well, you know, those are private businesses and yeah. Shut up. It doesn't matter. Yeah, so that's fine. That's fine. It's a private business. The guy has insurance. The guy has to pay for the insurance, the $2 million insurance policy that he had. And the insurance companies are going to go, well, you know, we can only give you $500,000. I know you spent your hard-earned money and you did everything you could. And you came to this country because you thought, you know, this is the land of prosperity. And you built this business up. And, you know, you had $2 million worth of stuff in your store. But we're only going to give you maybe like $500,000? Do you think you can work with that?
Like, how about no?
Yeah. You understand why, you know, your doctor bill is $4 million? It's because the hospitals have to have $6 billion in insurance just in case the doctor accidentally leaves a Skittle inside you.
Right. Right.
Like, come on, folks. You know, it's simple math. Simple math. If a hammer is $45,000, it's because the insurance is $9 million. All these doctors making all this money.
That should be what I should name the episode, repost at other places. Simple math.
Simple math. It's
simple math.
It's simple economics. It's, you know, it's, you know, why. And they, and I, there was another thing. I you know, listening to the Voice of the People podcast, and they were talking about, shit, and I don't smoke, so I'm just like, they were talking about economics and oh yeah, they were talking about McDonald's and, you know, and McDonald's deserves, you know, 15 at minimum $15 an hour, And they said it was very practical. It was like, you know, McDonald's isn't just owned by the McDonald Corporation, right? It's actual people who buy the franchise. And now those people are on the hook for whatever, $500,000, whatever they bought the franchise for. So they have to do the $500,000 a year. They have to give it to McDonald's first, and then they can start making money. Right. And then, you know, they pay their employees, and then, like, but people don't understand that. Like, it's a simple, commercial. Do you want to be a part of Papa John's? You want to own your own Papa John's? Go to this website and we'll tell you how. Give us $1 million a year, and then you can start making your own money. And if you don't make that $1 million a year, you're still going to owe us $1 million. So it's kind of like the mob.
Right. No, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. They were saying, like, as you know, if you're not owned by the McDonald Corporation, there's probably no way you can afford $15 an hour and still buy. I mean, and McDonald's, the rent in New York City. Have you dude, you have, if you want to laugh, look up the rent or the houses in New York and see what you get. Rent for a one bedroom apartment in New York is probably $1,500 to $1,600, if that. Yeah, and that's on the cheap side. There's people I know in New York that there's maybe six of them living in a one bedroom paying $700 a month. $3,200.
Right. Yeah, fuck all that. That's insane.
Maybe 42. Six times seven is $4,200. And it's like, and you get nothing.
Right.
You barely get a toilet.
Oh, sometimes my you gotta share. My apartment ain't even that, it is not very big at all. And I guarantee it'd probably be pretty expensive there.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, but you know, it, and these people have to pay for all this stuff. The lights don't, or the town doesn't just go, hey, you have lights, congratulations. The town doesn't just go, hey, you have water, hey, you have sewer, hey, you have garbage. No, you got to pay for all this shit.
Right.
And then on top of that, you got to pay the taxes for that stuff. So not only do you have to pay for the garbage, there's tax on the garbage, the disposal, this and this and that. And like, I didn't know you had to pay a disposal fee for oil when you got your oil change. I'm like, oh, $29.99 oil change. Sounds good to me.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, by the time you're done, it's $50. You're like, wait a minute. You said $29.99. Yeah, well, tax and disposal of this and disposal. Oh, tires, $99 each. Okay. Not too bad.
You sly motherfucker, you.
Wait a minute. How is it $132? Well, sir, there's taxes and then disposal fee and then environmental fee and then a Jiffy Lube fee.
Right.
Motherfuckers.
Well,
I don't know.
But yeah, I think we're about at the end of this broadcast.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I took it over. I had to get that out of me. Good. I was like, I feel good now. I feel better now.
Hell yeah, no, it's all good, yeah.
Oh, man. I'll probably say the same thing next week.
But yeah, we're...
Fucking taxes!
Frank, God damn it. No, believe me, we're probably going to be saying the same shit like that quite a bit, especially with all the crypto shit that's going to be coming up and whatnot, too, which we'll have future episodes on that. But nonetheless, yeah, we're going to end out this episode here and... give anywhere to check out.
My final say is, we're not here once again to change your mind. We're not here to influence you. We're just here to make you think. If you can go and just look up one thing that we said today, and find both sides. I'm not telling you to find the left or the right. Find the middle.
Right.
Find the middle ground. Find where, you know, you can, you know, it's not extreme one way, it's not extreme the other way. So if we could just make you, we're just here to make you think, and that's all. We're just too, well, I'm speaking for me. I'm just a dumb, you know, who just splurts out stupid shit. Scott, yep.
Yep, that's all we are, is a couple of dum-dums to get together and talk about a bunch of news and hopefully say some perspectives that you might like. And yeah, definitely not here to change your mind, but here to get you to think and start talking about maybe some of the same stuff in between you and your community and start taking more action that way. And outside of that, damn good podcast, and I hope you all have a good night.
Later.